Fuck!
Welcome to Saturday Night Throwdown!
Pip, I like my intro better.
Welcome. Open it with a nice loud fuck!
That's what it is. That's a nice, like, screen, like, what's it called? Peaking effect there on the graph. I don't remember what it's called.
The Offspring did that on one of their albums. It's literally just the vocalist screen fuck a couple times right before the first song.
Wow. Well, I would like to welcome everyone to the revamped Crosstalk.
Organized.
Quote unquote.
We are new format. We're bigger, stronger, faster.
Keep it in your pants.
Are you advertising a podcast or a car?
I don't know at this point. We're rebranded. No, we're not rebranded. We're revamped. There we go. We have a lot of topics to talk about and no time
limit
to talk about them.
It's better.
Rowdy, keep it in your pants. Christ.
It needs attention. Give it.
God damn it.
Oh. So what should we start off
better.
With?
It needs attention.
We have a lot to talk about.
I think I've already broken.
Are you okay, Rowdy?
I broke him.
Yes. Rowdy, you gotta pull yourself together.
Doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains.
Burning Fox knows what's up.
He does. Yep. You know what else is up? Or what's down? For affinity.
Apparently Rowdy. Oh, the up part.
I need attention! Yes, Infinity is down.
This whole thing is.
Which is, seems to be a bi-weekly occurrence these days.
I was going to make a Down Syndrome joke, but that was a little diverse.
My question is, does anyone care anymore?
Having my mic on the other side of my desk is probably going to record every single mouse click I make.
I think it records that anyway, because you have a really sensitive mic.
It's okay, the worst...
I have a really sensitive mic.
Marfo, the worst that's going to happen is we're going to assume that you sit here and browse porn while we talk.
How do you know I don't?
You start hearing stuff like... What's happening?
Oh, that's nasty.
Rowdy, tell us about what they've screwed up this time.
Marfo!
What?!
What?
Well... I kick at the image of him just checking it off away. No way!
I love the sound of you guys' voices.
I love the sound you make.
Anyway, so Fur Affinity is stuck in read-only mode.
Yay!
But I can't read.
Good old Fur Affinity. It's... See, the thing with Fur Affinity is that it's reliably unreliable.
Well, like I said, it's like a fucking bi-weekly currency thing.
I know.
But this one is different because
Rowdy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, they openly wrote a message yesterday saying that the reason why they had to put it in read-only mode is because everything it needs to catch up and process information. That's they don't want anything else happening. Which, and I'll explain this. It is. I'll explain this in layman's terms because as a network administrator, this made me laugh. Their hardware is so bad that they had to pause the site to let it finish loading. Like a computer, they had to fucking stop it so it would finish. And which is hilarious to me because of that huge fundraiser they had this year for all their new hardware. So clearly,
they probably
went
to Craigslist and got a bunch of cheap towers or something.
I think it all went to Dragon Ear's pocket and it went to new computer.
No shit.
Yeah, that's possible.
Because clearly this would never happen on a decent computer. It's mind-boggling to me. Now, they updated the message today, and it says the migration status is at 53% because they're migrating their database to somewhere else, which, if you understand basic database networking, you would never, ever need to do that. You would have copies. You would have copies of everything. In case of something like this were to happen, you can go the other one.
Stop copies.
And then they're writing here, it says... We're using the opportunity to upgrade our MySQL version from 5.5x to 5.6x, which is supposedly to make some improvements.
That's big.
Which is not true. There's nothing to be improved upon. There's nothing bad.
They're fooling the masses into thinking that it's something new.
How much do you want to bet they're going to ask for more money after this?
Well, you know,
they will.
To try to get better stuff that they're not going to actually get.
And people gladly
they typically do.
Remember that earlier this year when he asked for money, he got all of his money in a day. It's going to happen again.
You got these sheep that are just feeding more money in and not getting
sheep
anything in return except for read-only mode.
Maybe if I can drag your $10, will come and take shit out of my face! Woohoo! Oh,
okay.
I'm a little hyperactive tonight.
I'll take your word on
that's
that.
Okay, Roddy. That's okay, Rowdy. That's okay. But yeah, I think the whole of six people that use Weasel are laughing right now, though. Deep down, they know that this changes nothing.
I really
speaking
wish.
Of that, how, do you want to mention what happened whenever you said something like that on Twitter?
Yeah, I tweeted that, and Weasel actually responded to me. They're saying I should...
what?
They're saying I should check out a page called Weasel Critique, or visit there, because people... He says, people are really using it, I promise.
Oh, yeah, they're advertising.
They're really trying.
There are dozens of us. Dozens.
Yeah, that's all yeah, that's left on people on Weasel that are active, probably.
It's so good.
You know what? I have, in the whole year, couple months that I've had an account there, there have been maybe 300 submissions that I have received in my inbox. I receive 300 submissions a month, or more, on Fur Affinity. So, and I don't watch that many people. I think that's a pretty good indication of just how relatively active that site is.
What do you mean, how good I? All it takes is everybody, and I'm saying this, everybody needs to fucking switch to that. It is a great website funded by people.
Weasel?
Yeah. It's a great website with competent people who know what they're doing.
Everyone
should go there.
Start using it.
Huh?
I'll switch to it once people start using it.
That's the thing. Everyone has that mentality. Like, I'm only going to go there if other people go there. And everyone's like sitting in a pool saying, I'll get out if he gets out.
No, well, I've got an account there. I just haven't uploaded anything yet.
Well, yeah, I haven't uploaded anything. There's no point. Friggin' nobody looks at it.
I haven't uploaded it in ages.
I've got like 3 people following me maybe, and I'm following like 10.
Think about that message for a second. I'm not going to upload it because no one's going to look at it. Well, if someone goes to look at it, there's nothing there.
Well,
it's a two-way street.
What do you suggest we do then? Because
what I suggest, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying everyone go there. And if more people go there, then there'll be more people to go to.
But what if there's not? What if this is all just not worth it? We should buy out for Affinity.
I would delete everything and forward all the traffic to Weasel. But my arms crossed, like, no!
No, so you buy it out, then you shut it down.
Don't delete stuff. You should keep it all, but forward it. Because think of all the hard work that has gone into some of those pieces of art.
No!
All the whole 20 minutes of MS Paint some people spent.
Don't you troll me! I'm onto your gypsy ways.
Did you say onto your gypsy ways?
Oh, dear. So is that enough for that topic?
Yes.
I don't know how much further we can go with that. So
let's talk about someone who got a Hollywood star recently.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if it was recently, but it happened.
It happened not long ago.
Internet sensation Grumpy Cat is now on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Boo. Doesn't that just shit on everybody who has a star there?
Pretty much.
It's a fucking cat. A cat with a genetic condition whose face makes her look grumpy.
It's not just grumpy, he's from...
Also, it's getting a movie
deal. I should get a star for having a genetic condition. I don't have one, but if it would mean a star, I'd make one up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I have a cat who's incredibly grouchy, and he makes that face intentionally. He can make other expressions. He can look happy or otherwise amused, but usually he just looks grouchy. He is the grumpy cat. That's his actual demeanor. His face isn't just shaped like that because of condition. That is his demeanor. Why doesn't he have a promotional deal?
Fucking goddamn it, Rowdy.
Because you didn't put him on the internet.
I've tried to. But he should have the promotional deal with Frisbees. He should have a friggin' movie deal. He should have a star. Not just some cat that its owner has exploited.
I think the funniest part is that it's so unwarranted in the sense that, like, you see the cat show up on Conan. That's funny. It's a funny-looking cat. Wow. But the cat gets a fucking Hollywood movie star. Who's gonna care? All the actors are going, what? And all the people are going, oh, that's cute. Look, he's got the faith.
Okay, you know what's going to really make it perfect?
Nothing to entertainment other than, look at that cat. It's funny.
Look at the kitty. He's stupid.
When Grumpy Cat gets an Oscar and Leonardo DiCaprio still doesn't have one, it's going to be just make the whole circle complete.
I'm just going to quit life.
Well, I wouldn't quit life, but I would quit the... I don't know. I'd quit something.
Sign out of the American server. I'm done.
But yeah, I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's
just a cat.
And okay, why? Where are we going to draw the line? Are other internet memes going to get stars on the Walk of Fame too?
Where's Moon Moon Star?
Where's Bad Luck Brian's star? Where's overly attached girlfriend? What the
I'm
hell?
I'm sorry, I still can't take this conversation seriously with Rowdy's little live stream image in the background.
Sorry, I'll change it.
No, it's just like, I'm just watching him dance around. God damn.
Well, yeah, or like Brimming Fox said, like Nyan Cat getting a star.
I think it has a star.
No.
I think. Let me look at
it. I think it's got an internet award more than anything.
I think what I'm gonna do is put up the topics we discuss.
Yeah, there's no star for it. But like, where's... I don't know anymore. Where's Chuck Testa's star?
I'm honestly surprised though, that they didn't name like a comment.
That's much better.
That's what's causing the choppiness sometimes. If I had the live stream open.
I love that picture.
I'll just keep the chat open. Okay. So yeah, that was terrible. Why? Just why?
I think we all agree that whole tard getting a star is really terrible.
I mean,
it was
funny.
You'd say it's retarded.
Get out. In bigger news, and more important news, Time Magazine picked their Person of the Year.
Oh boy, who is it?
There were a lot of, people that were like Obama, Snowden, some presidents from other countries, Miley Cyrus.
Snowden should have gotten it, because he really shook things up in an
actual
meaningful way.
But the winner was Pope Francis.
Oh.
The new Pope, I agree with, because he is actually a pope of the people. He's taking it back to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and I'm good with that.
I
think
too.
That's actually someone who's worthy of Person of the Year. Because, he's someone that, like Snowden, he's kind of shaking things up in a meaningful way. He's actually having
more legally, but...
Plus, I hate to say it, but the Pope's actions are positive, and they're going to leave a positive message on humanity. Whereas, what Snowden did was really cool and important. The entire backlash is just a giant case of nobody really cares.
Yeah,
Everyone
is really going to change.
Yeah, which is why he didn't win. But yeah, the Pope Francis has pretty much said himself that he's bringing the Pope to the streets. He's a Pope of the people, which we need.
He's bringing sexy back.
For the popal?
He's bringing sexy back.
He's the Pete for the popal.
Never say sexy and Pope in the same sentence. Ever again!
His little boner hat's awesome. Don't worry about it.
That's my Halloween costume next year. Sexy Pope.
That's terrible.
Oh, so TF2 had a small update, which pretty much just added the winter crates. We can't open them yet, but we have them.
Of course, they want people to have a nice overstock, so they buy all the keys in bulk.
Yep. It also fixed a couple things. It updated Upward, which improved bot navigation, fixed players getting stuck in the red spawn after second control point was capped. The killstreak kits now work on festive and bot killer weapons.
Oh, that? I'm very mad about that. Very mad about that.
Why?
Because I had a really cool killstreak item, and I was going to put on my festive flamethrower, and I couldn't, so I'm like, okay, and then the day after, they put that in.
They also fixed Gorge with improved bot navigation. They fixed Man vs. Machine.
They fixed it.
Hmm?
They just fixed it.
Yeah, they did. They fixed Drone Vision. They fixed exploits. Nothing really.
Did they make it fun to play?
No.
It is fun to play.
That's the 1v1 hot patch that's not come out yet. Oh!
Speed, wait! Go on.
No. Speed, wait.
Go on.
I was going to say, speaking of Killing Floor, Killing Floor got its Christmas update too.
No one's talking about Killing Floor.
No, see, that's the joke. That's what I always say about Man vs. Machine. It's Killing Floor with robots.
I know. It's the same, well, it's the same holiday update that they always have, isn't it?
No, actually. It's like less holiday than the last few ones.
Oh, good. So it's just an update.
Yeah, they turned on like last year we got the Santa's Village and the nice Christmas music. This year we got like Hell and some other map that were already made by other people, and they turned on the Christmas skins, and it's like, okay.
Oh. Well, I guess it won't be installed anytime soon then. You just keep it in there. They added new strange parts. And there's nails, you can now put strange parts on hats. You can have strange cosmetic parts, which are, like, really dumb, because one of the new strange parts is people killed that are wearing unusual hats.
Oh.
Oh, you know, yes!
Let's see, they also added point-blank kills, spies killed.
Damage done.
Well, is that, like, gonna rank up every point that you do?
No, it just counts. Because they don't count towards your rank, the strange parts. It just counts how much damage you've done with that weapon.
I mean, like, with a strange part rank, is it going to count, like, one point for every damage point
you
do?
No, like,
it has its own tiers, if anything.
No, the rank of the strange weapon itself doesn't rank up with parts that you attach to it.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm talking about the part itself, because the part counts a number two.
Yeah, but it doesn't rank up.
I know, but I meant to say, for every point of damage you do... does your number in that counter for the strange part go up by one?
Yes.
That's insane.
It doesn't do it in real time. It does it like every minute or so it'll update.
Yeah, but just throw it on a minigun. It's going to be up there in no time.
Only does like maybe 6 damage per bullet.
But there's a lot of bullets in that thing. If you hit every one of them.
It's going to do just as much as any other weapon would do if you single-handedly took someone down.
Anyway, killstreaks ended as a part now. Which is going to be interesting because they don't even start until you get 10 in a row.
Five.
No, the kill streak itself before you get the end of message is after 10.
No, it counts as 5.
I know, but you don't get the message that someone's ended one until they've killed someone that has 10 or more.
Well, that's pretty close then.
So, clarify something for me. You have to actually have a thing on your weapon that will tell everyone when you have a kill streak, or can you just kill a certain number of people in a row and it'll say so?
It has to have a kill streak kit on it.
Son of a bitch.
they're not hard to obtain, though, as opposed to a lot of things in TF2 that are expensive.
Some of them can be expensive, but they're not hard to obtain.
And the ones that are hard, like the ones that are hard to obtain, are more damaging to yourself as a player than...
Yeah.
Than anything else.
Burning enemies killed is another new one.
Rowdy.
Ooh.
Burning enemies killed. Rowdy's not burning. Just
Let's see here. What are the other ones? Freeze Cam taunt appearances.
For those, it's another cosmetic one.
For some reason, Fire Survived is also a cosmetic one.
Oh, yeah.
And then the final new one that they added was Allied Healing and Done.
Medic supplement? Probably Medic in the Madlock.
Yeah. Is that the only thing that can heal?
Heavy.
There's more. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sandwich.
Oh, yeah. You put it in the... Is there a strange sandwich, though?
There's a strange festive sandwich.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see. What else did they add?
Black Box.
What?
This is strange.
Yeah, there's Black Box. It does heal.
Oh, okay. That kind of healing. Oh, yeah. I was thinking you were talking about something that they added about the Black Box. Fix players being able to level up some strange items while playing on servers with only bots.
Because bots are herpaderp.
That's actually good.
Yeah.
They fixed the Halloween spell effects showing up on items that they were supposed to.
Good.
Let's see here. They also updated the descriptions of Killstreak kits, which is an undocumented change. But yeah, that's about it for the TF2 update. They added more crates. They removed 57, 59, and 71 from the drop list. I don't know what was in those, but...
Nothing important, I'm sure.
I have returns. Yeah. I have sustenance.
Yay. Alright, so... What do we go to next?
I don't know.
I'm thinking
it was the
probably...
Humble Bundle.
Yeah, that's what I've got open here. The Humble Jumbo Bundle.
The Jumbo Bundle?
is still going on. It's got 5 days left, and they added the newest... The next six games. Or the...
No, not next six. The next four.
Yeah, the next four, which is...
Oh, wait, no. Three, I think. It's three.
Three. Okay, so before we had Natural Selection 2, Sanctum 2, Magicka with the two DLCs, Garry's Mod, and Serious Sam 3.
And Orcs Must Die 2.
And Orcs Must Die 2 complete that. But now we also have Sanctum 1 collection. I guess it's Sanctum 1. The first Orcs Must Die, Game of the Year edition, and Cities in Motion 2. Honestly, I still haven't bought this, and I'm probably not going to.
Who's playing Animal Crossing?
Me!
Also, they updated the weekly Humble Bundle. This is the Multifusion Bundle, which includes
Fusion.
Multimedia Fusion 2.
That's what all the expensive restaurants are now. They're Fusion.
Vincer Totus Astrum. I probably didn't pronounce that right. Odd Planet, Splotches, Fairy Solitaire, Manos, the Hand of Fate. Petri 1977, and then for $6 more, you can get Knit Underground, Really Big Sky, and Night Sky. Also, I'm probably not going to buy this one either. Mainly because there's only one game. Well, there's only four of the games that actually can be on Steam, so.
Oh shit, Starbound is on their Humble Store. Hot damn!
Is it cheap?
Probably for the
It's the same price, but if you buy it from the Humble Store, 10% of proceeds go to charity.
Yeah. Oh, Novelist is on
and
there,
I
too.
And I think you still get the Steam codes as well.
Yeah, you get
so
the Steam codes.
If you buy them from there, you essentially do good while you're wasting money on games.
Let's talk about Starbound.
Yes!
Okay, first off, I want to say, it's something that's already been said.
God
it's
damn it,
Space
Rowdy.
Terraria. It is literally a clone of Terraria, but in space.
And Terraria is a 2D ripoff of Minecraft, so...
Yep.
Yeah, I'm already now burnt out.
Minecraft was ripped off something else, and that was ripped off something else.
Minecraft is a computer ripoff of Legos.
Yep.
No, there was another game that he ripped off originally.
Oh.
Originally.
Oh.
Also, no, I want to say, I have a theory about Starbound. After a little while of this... early access beta stuff, people's gonna get tired of the game. Once the game is finally released officially, no one's gonna care about it anymore.
Well, look at Terraria. People got burned out on that pretty quick. Then they released the update and everyone's like, holy shit! And they're all playing it again for a week.
Yeah,
they're
also,
all still playing it because it's a lot of shit.
Also,
I don't know. I just remember after the update came out, friggin' everyone on my Steam friends list was playing it for a week, and then they all stopped pretty much at the same time.
How long has Starbound out? Starbound? How long has Starbound been out now?
Since the
a week or two.
Since the fourth? Okay.
I don't even think I've wrecked it that many hours because I've been working. Let's
see. I thought Starbound was some sort of spiritual
I'm only at 11 hours.
Earthbound, so I was wondering why everyone was so excited about it, but I was wrong.
It's $15 for a game that every time it updates gets wiped. Or so I've heard.
Beta.
People are paying $15 for a game in beta.
There's no way to back up your save.
Okay, people paid $10 for Minecraft in alpha.
They didn't wipe a save every time they update
it,
though.
It was worth the $10. Actually, I don't even know if I paid that much for it in alpha.
So now you guys are bashing the game because it's in a beta stage where they're still testing everything.
No,
they're even saying,
I'm not bashing because of that. I'm bashing because of how little you get out of it.
I think you're jealous. Like, you want to play.
I don't care about Space Terraria.
Then stop ripping into it so harshly when you don't know shit about it.
But I have freedom of speech and I can do that.
That's what the internet is all about, hating things you know nothing about.
Exactly. That's
that makes
the model of the internet.
About it a moot point, is what I'm saying.
Welcome to internet. Let's hate everything.
Yay.
I would try it. Like, I think my friend's going to get it, so I might go over to his house and try it one day. But I don't think I would buy it, because it just does not interest. I've already got Terraria, and I've already got Minecraft.
If you play it, and you find that you're interested, and we see you playing it, I'm going to come to your house and just laugh at you and
look, if I end up getting it and liking it, then I will admit that I was wrong, and you know, I should have gave it a better chance. But, you know, I don't see that happening. But if it does, you know, you can hear it from me right now that I will admit that I was wrong, and I will accept the fact that I do actually like a game that I bashed.
Yeah, Dana, the whole point of this podcast is for us to complain about things. That's kind of just what we do. We're like a group of old men that hates everything.
Yep.
Hey, I love everything. You guys are stupid.
I hate everything equally, except for some things I hate a little bit more.
It's more fun to hate things. I find you have a lot more common ground when you hate things than when you like things.
Yeah, but you know
a
what?
A lot of people hate the same things. They may not necessarily like the same things.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funner to be around more positive people.
Funner isn't a word.
You know what's great about being a pessimist, though? I'm either always right or pleasantly surprised.
Meanwhile, in people who actually give a shit about life, as far as Starbound goes, I think we are in fact going to get a server for it because the amount of people who've already asked me about it, and I already have essentially the framework for it set up. I just want to actually get the game so I can play on it with everybody.
If it goes on sale for like $5 at some point, I might pick it up. I would not pay $15 for it, though. That is too rich for that game.
Yeah, the game itself just doesn't.
I didn't get Terraria on full price either. I got that on sale too.
It's almost like the people that pay $30 for the Overgrowth alpha. People say that thing is the shit, and that's an alpha.
I don't even know what that is.
And somebody mentioned the
furry simulator game.
Good.
That's already a remake of another game, which was a lot harder.
Okay, all right. Somebody mentioned Planetary Annihilation, which was $180-something for beta, and I'm surprised no one has brought up Star Citizen.
Oh, Christ.
Is not even in beta yet, not even in alpha yet, and people are paying upwards of $100-something to get into it.
So is it, what, just an idea?
No, it's the alpha's coming out
Uh-oh.
Within the next month or so.
They're paying $100 for a game they can't even play yet, in any form?
No, you get a virtual hangar that you can walk around in and look at your big spaceship.
Woo. Woo. I better get a copy of a hand delivered to me if I'm paying that much for a game I can't even play yet.
Well, you know what? I paid for it, so fuck you.
Oh. What are we going to do with people?
Well, you can go and sit and be all sad and depressed. I'm going to have fun with my spaceship.
Who said I was depressed? At
you
this moment.
Depressed. Time for Feels Cast.
No.
Everyone likes
now
DLC.
Now it's a part
yes.
of the podcast where we cry for 10 minutes straight. Get it all out of our system.
Bernie Fox puts it right. You're not going to have fun because Thomas the Train.
Toot toot. Speaking of that, who has seen the Skyrim mod that replaces all the dragons with trains?
It's on the stream
what?
Right now.
It is?
Yes.
I don't have the stream open because it makes the
oh,
audio all crackly.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yes. There's a video of it somewhere. Do you have the video or just the GIF?
Just the GIF. I'll try to find the video.
I might have
where
a link
do you
to
find
it.
This stuff?
Tumblr.
The internet.
I know, but I use the internet too.
You're not doing it right then.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to do it right sometimes.
There's also an older mod that replaced all the dragons with Macho Man Randy Savage. Which...
That's a mod I'd play.
It's interesting. I don't know if I'll be able to find the link to the full video. Oh, I watched it on YouTube, so I should be able to find it on there.
Bernie Fox, I try to keep Skyrim realistic as well until I realize that you could craft a million daggers and become a master swordsman.
Isn't that how you do it in real life, though?
No.
That's how I do it.
No.
Let's see here. Are links able to be put in the chat?
Huh?
Can I post links in the live stream chat?
Can you?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Yes.
Damn it, Ratty.
Well, I didn't know because some people like turn off links. Here is the link to the Thomas the Train thing.
It's actually up on the stream right now.
Oh, well, there's a link too if people want to go favorite the video or whatever.
Like the video, know. Favorite the video, subscribe.
Yep.
Oh, that's
comment
a fun
too.
Thing to bring up. Has anyone seen what YouTube is going to do to Let's
Play? Oh, yeah. They're already doing it.
Already doing it.
Like,
they're doing it.
From what I've understood, is companies just, they got a new automated system that content ID matches videos from, like, not even the company sometimes, just random clips from random things. But there have been game companies that have come out and said, you know, if your video gets matched, send us an email with the link to the videos, and we'll get them revoked. We'll get them turned over. Now, the only thing that the content ID matches does is take money away from them, from the people that make the video. Which, I don't see what the big problem is. They don't own the content in the first place. So they shouldn't be making the money off of it in the first place. But some people have actually threatened to stop making videos because of this.
It's all kinds of retarded. What is that? Oh, that's the video making that noise. I'm hearing like a train horn go off.
And, yeah, like, there's one guy who's just a complete idiot anyway, but he's threatened to get lawyers to dispute this stuff.
He's not gonna win.
Honestly, I think he would do it. He seems like the person that's stupid enough to do it.
I don't doubt that he would do it, I just know he wouldn't win.
No, he would not win at all. And there's talks of, like, what about, because there's no precedence of this kind of stuff, you know? There's nothing they can legally look back on and think, okay, how do we deal with this if it gets to this point?
Well, no, there is a precedent per se. If anyone's ever seen Mystery Science 33,000, that's essentially what Let's Plays are.
And yeah,
you can't just pull up an entire movie and pull up an entire game and talk about it.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, people have talked about. Well, what if you don't include the cutscenes? Because, like, some companies are like, well, don't include the cutscenes. Which, okay, I can understand that, because that's story stuff, and you don't want that out there to the masses. But really, does it matter? If you're letting them show the rest of the game off, all the gameplay and everything, does letting the cutscenes not show really matter anymore?
It's all kinds of retarded.
Hello?
Oh, it's a foul.
What?
Hello.
No.
Hi.
Welcome, Fowl.
I made it. Late. I made it. Well.
Yeah, you're okay. I always get confused late than never. Meow into the chat, though, because I don't understand it.
Oh, I say hello?
It sounds like meow to me.
Yeah, meow. His voice cracked quite a bit whenever he said that, so it did kind of sound like a meow. I can't words.
So what is the topic right now? What is?
We're talking about content IDE matches on gaming videos on YouTube.
And YouTube!
Oh, God.
Ruining everything!
What do they do now?
They got
Welcome
a new automated system.
Cast.
They got a new automated system today that, or last night, that is now just content matching ID videos everywhere for the smallest things. Like, there was one audio clip for like 3 seconds in a video that got content ID'd for some kind of soundtrack by some random composer. And people were up in arms they're not going to make their money off their YouTube videos anymore. Oh no.
What happened to fair use?
Fair use does not exist on Google.
No, Google doesn't believe in fair use.
I posted a video once, fair. Which was, I was like reviewing a butterfly knife knockoff that I'd gotten from China, and I put some music in at the end, and I was really, really surprised, because it content matched the song I used, which was by a band that I didn't think anyone, like, listened to at all.
You know what the best part is?
It's not like they were a popular band. It was a very obscure indie band.
Yeah. I follow a few people that do gaming stuff. And one of them has permission from the people that he got the music from, because that's like a little small band thing. He has written permission, and they still got ID matched. And, you know, he actually has both emails, audio permission, all kinds of permission to use this stuff. Which I guess it is automated system because so the system can't see that, but you know, it is kind of funny that even if you have permission, you still can get hit.
Way to go, Google.
Google has been fucking up YouTube from the day it bought it.
Here's the thing though, if Twitch plays their cards right, this could benefit them a lot. Because a lot of people on YouTube have already said they're going to start streaming more. And streaming on Twitch more. And if Twitch plays this right, they could get a lot of traffic that were all on YouTube, only on them now.
Yeah, guys, we strongly discourage copyright content, but we're not going to put some kind of stupid filter in. You know, it's kind of look the other way.
I don't know what's going to happen to YouTube, but I think as it is now, it's... I think it's only really surviving because it's still got a monopoly on the internet video market, but
yeah.
It's got competition that's rising up, so... If
let's
it
also
keeps
talk about the fact
screwing
that...
things up, that, you know, it's
on.
Not going to last. I don't think it's going to last, long term. I think it's going to turn into MySpace or something, where it's just, it gets ruined and then everyone leaves.
Yeah. Let's also talk about... I just forgot everything I had in my brain right then.
Rowdy, it's okay.
Oh, the fact that YouTube wouldn't be here where it is without content creators.
Yeah.
These people that they're taking down are the people that brought them here in the first place.
Well, yeah, that's the whole problem. The only way you can get anywhere on YouTube now is if you're, like, you're paying into the system. If you're a regular content maker, it's very rare that you will actually get any sort of significant exposure.
Oh, yeah, trying to get exposure on YouTube these days is, like, pretty much practically impossible.
Like, from what I hear, like, the YouTube Video Music Awards, or whatever they were complete bullshit. They were just... There are people that already were famous, that already had this notoriety in the music industry, that were getting these YouTube awards. And no independent creators were receiving any kind of recognition, despite the fact that that's what YouTube was for to begin with.
It's just a whole messed up system these days.
Well, it's the money game.
It's gotten so big, it's gotten bigger than it should be. It's gotten bigger than it can handle.
Yeah, and it's about making money. So if whatever is in YouTube's best financial interest, they're going to do. If the
copyright holders of stuff are going to crack down really ridiculously on the stuff that's posted, then, you know, YouTube kind of has to follow them, because there's...
Yeah, I mean, otherwise they have the full range. That. The companies that own the games have the full range to do that, too, because that's their property. And it's just silly that these Let's Players... I mean, most of them don't really care, you know. They'll still make videos and everything. But, like, some of them are like, no, this is my content. It's my voice over the video. I recorded this. Like, no. No, it's really not. It's not your content at all. It's your voice, yeah. It's your gameplay style, the way you're playing the game, yeah. But it's not your game to try to make money off of.
That's what I really appreciate about Valve. They're very, very open about community content and allowing free use of the stuff they put out. If yeah. you pay for the game, you can do whatever the hell you want with it, basically. They encourage people to contribute that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why?
Because they can make money off the people who make the mods.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. They encourage this kind of stuff. And then they reward the people that do it with a little paycheck, if they're popular enough. And then they make a lot of money on their own.
The difference here is, let's say... I'm going to go ahead and be the devil's advocate here. Let's say I took the Scottish Resistance, all right? I took that, and I modified it a little bit, and I tried to sell it on the Steam Marketplace as my own item. That wouldn't fly, because it's using a piece of stuff that somebody else had worked on that I should not get the credit for. That is YouTube's argument against the whole streamers getting money from content that isn't theirs, even if it's just a little clip. Because it's something they didn't work on. It's something they took from somebody else that somebody else should be getting the credit for, which they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why Valve can do this is because we have people who don't like to modify things that already exist. They like to make their own shit. And all the ones that do, that are just modifications, they can only be released as, you know, free use mods. They can't be submitted to the Steam Workshop as a marketable item.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the only company that I know of for sure that is like, no, we're not okay with, like, gameplay being put up is pretty much Rockstar. They've made it fairly clear that, you know, we don't want videos of, like, Rock Band or LA Noire or...
They didn't make like Rock Band.
They didn't?
No!
That's Harmonix.
That was Harmonix, and they're owned by Activision.
Well, I know there's something about Rock Band and not...
I don't know. I don't think they... I've never heard much of a problem with Rock Band. I mean...
I guess it's probably the point that it's all just copyrighted music, so people don't want to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest issue.
But, like... But, yeah, Rockstar has pretty much made it clear that they don't want their kind of game content up. And of course, there's the embargoes, like whenever GTA 5 first came out. They didn't want people uploading stuff on it right away. Which makes sense, because, you know, they want to sell the game. And some people are just going to watch videos and not buy the game. But a lot of people will also watch the videos and still buy the game.
And not be tempted to play it. How do you do that?
Yeah, really. Like, I've actually bought games because I've watched someone make videos on it. You know, it looks like a fun game, and it has been.
That's why I got into TF2, because I remember, I mean, it came with the orange box when I bought it for the PS3, but I remember looking at it and wondering if it was really worth buying, because I thought, well, you know, I liked Portal, but I don't know about any of the other games. So I actually looked up TF2 gameplay, and I'm like, holy crap, that looks like a fun game. You know, I think I could really enjoy that. So when I bought the orange box and played it, I was like, holy crap, it is fun.
And then it wasn't.
Well, I don't know. I mean... It's not much fun on the PS3 anymore, because no one plays it. And the thing is, too, they finally figured out how to set up exploits and such, so you can screw with the game in whatever manner you like.
Do the servers even exist for the console version anymore?
I don't know if they exist for the PS3 version anymore, to be honest. I mean...
I think they shut the Xbox ones down, I think.
Did they? I didn't hear about that. But if they did, you know, it's a different thing for the PS3 version, because that wasn't... It's not Valve's property, really. It's Valve's game, but that was EA's undertaking, PS3 version.
I like, because of that, like, because of them porting it, they were allowed to sell it as, like, EA's greatest hits. And you'd see, like, Portal 2 and then TF2. It's like, hey. Because they did it for the PC versions, too. They would sell the PC versions of Portal 2 and list it as EA's greatest hits. And it's like, hey!
They did?
Cut your shit.
That doesn't sound right. I mean, I can understand maybe on the PS3 version, but EA had absolutely nothing to do with the Xbox 360 version. Or the PC version. So I don't know why that's happening, if that's happening.
It goes back to what I said about little pieces of intellectual property belonging. They owned probably the publisher who actually wrote the CDs or some stupid shit like that, so that they were allowed to put their label on it.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. That might be the case. EA might have just... They might have done the manufacturing, so they have a...
Exactly.
They have that claim to it. Just like Sierra Online had absolutely nothing to do with Half-Life 2, but they were still...
Or Counter-Strike,
but they were still the ones who, like, published the hard copies for the PC.
Yep. I remember doing my little pirated Counter-Strike in school, and Sierra would always come up. I was like, lol.
Well, yeah, but the thing is...
Didn't pay for this.
Well, with Counter-Strike and Half-Life, I think Sierra was actually more involved. I think they were actually, like, the... Before Valve was bigger, they were the ones that actually published the game. I think Sierra Online was the one that actually published Half-Life. I think the PS2 case actually has Sierra Online on the case. I'm going to go check. I actually have a copy of it. I'm curious now.
Sierra's the one that made the King's Quest games, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Which ones?
The King's Quest games? And Leisure,
yep, Valve, Gearbox, and Sierra Online.
Gearbox is on Half-Life 1?
Gearbox did the ports. Gearbox did the expansions.
Oh.
They did the,
They did
the expansions.
Blue Shift and Opposing Force.
They probably also did Decay then, because that's the one on the PS2.
Oh, yeah.
That's the co-op version.
Yeah, they did. They worked their hands on that.
Co-op Half-Life would be a lot of fun. I wish I had something to try that with.
You can do it on the PC. That's what
They have a... Someone did end up porting They did end up porting Decay to the PC.
Wait, is there a...
It's not official, but it is
there. Is there a co-op for the first Half-Life?
Yeah, it's Half-Life Decay.
Oh. I know Synergy for Half-Life 2. I didn't know it was co-op for Half-Life 1.
Well, this is an official mode. It was a PS2 exclusive. And, you know, Blue Shift was supposed to be a Dreamcast exclusive. But when they canceled the Dreamcast port, they ported it to the PC instead.
Blue Shift was so disappointing.
That's the story behind that. The Dreamcast, I think each platform was going to have its own unique expansion. I think the PC was going to have Opposing Force, Dreamcast was going to have Blue Shift, and the PC was going to have Decay. But because the Dreamcast version got canceled, it got Blue Shift and Decay, and then someone eventually ported, or it got Blue Shift and Opposing Force, and then someone eventually ported Decay officially to the PC.
All right, guys, I gotta go. It was nice being in the stream for a little bit.
It was nice having you back for a little bit.
Yes.
I will be seeing you all in the servers. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. So
yeah, he never lasts very long.
How did we get to that point? I don't remember how we got to.
Yeah, we're talking about YouTube.
Oh yeah, and then we talked about Half-Life from that.
Yep.
Told you we could fill an hour.
Yeah, we still got more time to go. We still got more topics.
Yeah.
So I have here hobbies.
Hobbies.
Oh, man, hobbies. The thing is, if you get me started on hobbies, I will talk about mine forever, because I am passionate about what I like.
Don't talk to... Got it.
No, is that what I meant?
Don't ask Morpho about hobbies.
Don't ask Morpho anything.
Don't talk to Morpho.
And I will inject...
Don't Morpho.
Don't Morpho.
I will inject my opinions into the chat then, and then you'll have to just... Everyone will suffer.
Morpho.
Potato! I'm not a hipster. I failed the hipster test, okay? I failed it. So I'm not a hipster.
Doesn't mean you can't be taken.
Yeah, but I remember Brody actually gave me a hipster test. He's asking me questions asking if I did hipster things. And I said, no, I don't do almost any of those.
You know what happened? When we did that, Sal and I confirmed that we're both hipsters.
You have said that, like, every episode. This has been brought up every episode in some way, one way or another.
It's a running joke. Thanks, Brody.
Thanks, Sal.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, El Rowdy.
Eldorado.
Raubama.
Yeah, Potato, all I do is collect records. That's the only thing I do. I don't listen to them on any sort of hipster equipment. I just have my stereo.
When you said hipster equipment, I thought like a sonophone. Just sitting there cranking away. Oh, yeah.
I don't have any hobbies. I just play TF2.
That's a hobby. I consider that a hobby.
Collect anything?
Nope. I used to collect cat figurines.
There you go. That's a hobby.
I don't do it anymore, though.
You still had a hobby.
But had and have are two different things.
What now?
What is your hobby?
I collect bottles.
Really?
Like odd-shaped bottles, odd-colored bottles. I like bottles.
Oh, I have odd-shaped bottle for you. 1 second.
I collect soda bottles and soda cans. Anything designed on them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, Tumblr.
Bottles are amazing. Rev.
Yeah.
I apologize if my sound gets choppy. I'm multitasking on the server.
Multi-server. Multi-boxing.
I'm trying to make sure shit's done.
Multi-ball!
Dog.
Where is that stupid picture?
It's right there.
That the scrolls are also all kinds of Tumblr.
Also, you never did your shit, Rowdy.
Never did my shit. Oh, the PlayStation?
Yeah, you never did your shit.
I fell asleep. I'll do it tonight.
Wait, what are we talking about here?
I just busted in this little bit of silence to tell Rowdy you didn't do something on the server.
Spent all day doing other things.
How dare you?
I spent all day doing things and I couldn't do things. So, Rowdy, you want to do the journal stuff real quick?
Yes.
Or not real quick, but right now?
Real long and as much detail as I can.
All right.
I was born at a young age.
Oh, God.
You were born at a young age.
4 score and 7 years ago.
You were born.
When I
Lincoln was shot in
the
face.
Dude, I popped out of the womb at, like, age 40. I kind of regressed since then.
Here we go.
Are you Benjamin Button?
Huh?
Are you Benjamin Button?
Well, that's what I said. Because, like, you're like, I was born at a young age. So I'm saying, yeah, well, I was born at an old age.
And this one, too.
No,
okay.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, model. Lord.
There you
What's
go,
guys.
There's
why?
Some two
why?
Weird shaped
why?
Bottles.
Why?
No.
It's going up!
No.
Are those weird enough for you?
I don't collect dick bottles.
You just said weird shaped.
Yeah, like rounded bottles, bubbled out bottles, shit like that.
Those are weird shaped.
No, those are phallic shaped. Those are pretty common for someone of my disposition.
But
your
you don't have, do you sell those in the store?
I work in a sex shop, for fuck's sake. You think
do
I
they
yeah,
have
but
those?
That's not a disposition. That's your profession.
I don't think anyone would ever use something like this.
Because
anyway.
I am a homosexual.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Trust me, there's people. You don't know the internet, do you? There's people.
Oh, Burning Fox, to answer your question, no, I do not have a theremin. But I wish I did. I think that would be cool.
A thermos?
So you can play
a
the
theremin.
Old Star Trek theme song?
Or the Doctor Who theme song.
I'd like the Star Trek theme song. Anyway. Oh, see how quickly we just, like, jump off the train and roll down the hill?
Yes.
Anyway.
fun.
As I mentioned earlier, I want to try and do a Starbound server, but I want to wait and see what happens with the beta. It gets breaks everything, and mostly because I'm trying to figure out how to get it to work. What else? I'm going to put a post on this later because I don't want to go too in detail on it. I want to get a team of administrators together.
The admins.
I want to get a small team of administrators together, which I would refer to as the Minutemen, because I like that name. Because I love the Watchmen. No Omnimen! Maybe.
Ultrabox.
Anyways.
The Aquabats, go!
Oh,
name it the Ultrabox.
Anyway! A small team of admins for the specific purpose of having a group of people that I can assign to a different game each month, because I'm going to finally get around to doing that, as I had been mentioning all year. We're going to have a Halo server for a while, then we're probably going to have like a Quake and a Sven co-op, and there's, I have a list somewhere.
But oh good, all these games I never played.
You know what? You're going to play! And then,
I can't, oh, I can't even run them.
Yes, you can. Oh my god, if you can't run the original Halo, I'm going to kick your computer in the taint.
Even please school, do. Like, basic high school to elementary school computers can run Halo.
I can run Halo in my brain.
I can't.
My brain's not well. So anyway, group of admins for the specific purpose of having a team that I can just say, okay, this month we're doing this game, this month we're doing this game, and I'll teach them really quick so I don't have to spend 20 hours.
Are you getting new admins or just digging through the ones you already have?
Probably a mixture of both. If the ones I have want to do this, and if not, I'll get new people. But I don't want to have to keep getting new people every month for something else.
Right.
Because it's going to take way too much of my time. So I'm doing that. Then today what I did in TF2 is I'm going to put this up in the stream. I did all kinds of changes today. I added all kinds of things to the server, and I fixed all kinds of bugs. I'm going to post those on here.
Is Goomba's not back?
Goomba's, yes, it was back last week.
You said that already.
Oh, yeah.
The episode that didn't happen.
Oh, that's why no one remembered. Yeah. I fixed... Oh, that's... Thank you, I should write that down. I fixed Goomba Stomp last week. So that's taken care of. I fixed a bunch of other shit today, and I added a bunch of shit to Free Fortress today. And then the only other major thing that I'll talk about now, because I have a voice, is what I want to try and do, and try is the key word here, is I'm considering doing advertising for the group. Not so much trying to get people into TF2 specifically, but trying to get new, as who's referred to as fresh blood, for all the different activities that we keep trying to do, which would include like the you know, Halo server and different things. More people for Minecraft, more people for TF2. Right now, everything's kind of quiet because finals have been taking up a lot of people's time. Yeah. Starbound has been taking a lot of people's time, so it's kind of...
I'm not... Starbound, you bastard.
Well, no, I'm looking at my friends list right now. Half my friends is playing Starbound right now. I think... Anyway, so that's been taking up time. Finals have been taking up a lot of people's time. And then the general holidays is always kind of quiet. So I'm not really concerned about anything, but I do feel that we should try to get fresh blood into the group. But the problem I have with that is I don't want the group to become popular.
What I'm hesitant about whenever you're saying that.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk about it. I don't want the group to become popular, because I hate popularity. I want it to have
hipster.
More people. I will smite you, hipster! I will come to your house and ram my foot so far up your ass. Whoever can pull up my leg will be crowned King Arthur.
Boy, you're into some extreme shit there, aren't you?
Anyway. So without any interruption, the gist of what I'm trying to say is I don't want the group to become too popular. I don't want the group to be filled up with stupid people. I just want to have more people, yes. I just want to see more people doing things, and I want to see more people get involved with things. I want the community to act as a community and to bring people into it. Because everything's so quiet lately, and there's not everybody could be doing stuff that we want people to do, which is true. But then I don't want to keep having so low turnouts that there's no point in doing anything. So it's a complicated decision. That's why I wanted to talk about it. I'm gonna put up a vote to say to ask people to give me input, because I need to know from the community if this is a good idea or not.
I mean, we have 1,200 members.
We have 1,200 members, yeah. But like less than 100 of them actually are active.
The best way to describe it is this: we have 1,200 members. The chat only has 17.
And the group meetings we've had, like the group chat meetings, the highest turnout we've had was around 80 people of a group that's always, for the better part of 2 years now, it's been about 1,000 people. It'd be nice to get more people interested.
Yeah, I'm just never in the chat because I keep forgetting about it existing.
Well, that totally what, makes it sound
that,
awesome.
That's my fault, though. You know,
I know, fun. That makes it all okay.
Thanks.
You forgot it
the
existed.
Chat totally doesn't exist.
Well, no, okay. Like, I don't want to do blame or anything like that toward people. I understand not everybody wants to give that sort of attention to everything, and not everybody has that kind of life or time for certain things. It'd just be nice to have more people that can, so we can continue doing things. So.
And with, like, the group chat like that, it's like, there's so many people talking at once.
But at the same time, it's more so just pointing out, like, with all these fucking people, we only have 17 that go in the chat. The podcast room right now only has 10 people out of the 1,200 we advertise to. It's a sign that people just aren't paying attention.
Or they don't care anymore. But if we open it up to more people, then we're going to end up getting people that, you know, we don't want.
That's what happens with anyone when you
advertise. Yeah, that's always going to happen. That happens now as is. There's always people that are going to come in and...
Well, yeah, but now, like how it is right now, we have a little more control. Are you talking about opening the place up as, like, not just invite only?
No, not that. I meant getting more people aware of the group's existence.
Okay, well, okay, I agree with that. But I was going to say, if you're trying to just open up to, like,
no,
not invite only, then we're going to get so many...
No, and actually, the reason as to why the group is in invite only is we had that happen. So we had a flood of people come in, and that scared me so much that they happened. So I'm like, no more of this.
Yeah, because
oh no, we're growing. We better stop this.
It's not that. It's just you get like we as a group right now we get like maybe two or three people that come in a week. That's really easy to deal with. You get like 500 people come in a week, and all the admins are like trying to figure out who is good and who isn't. And then, in the meantime, it's pissing everybody else off. That's a problem. That I never want that to happen.
Yeah, that's why I like that we're invite only, because we get to weed out a lot of people that we know aren't going to be good.
Yeah.
Some still get in, but for the most part, we're all decent in our own special ways.
To have polio.
Did you say, do you have polio?
What?
I thought they cured
that's
that.
What I just heard. It's like, do you have polio? Huh? No? I hope not.
So yeah, is that all the journal stuff?
Yes. I'm gonna put up an actual journal later, but I wanted to just go over the highlights.
Yeah.
Highlights are fabulous.
I gotta get my hair done. They look great.
Well, what else is there? I mean, we got another topic here called idiot stories.
I think this whole thing was an idiot story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not me, of course, you guys. Okay,
asshole.
Oh, wait. I know what we can do.
What?
We're gonna do Huska's Q&A. Yeah, so
right
we
now?
Need. Yeah,
Coming
why not?
Good.
I was not prepared.
I don't think he was either.
Good, it'll be
it's almost
raw
as if
for everybody.
Just this up
spontaneous.
So we need people in the chat to think of questions.
If it's any consolation, you can ask anything. I work in a dong shop as well, so...
Nah.
That's easy questioning right there.
How many awkward situations do you have at your work?
It depends on what you qualify as awkward.
People asking if they can test out the products or how to use
yes.
them.
Awkward. People ask if they can test out the products, if we have a back room that people can screw in, if if we have... toys or lubricants that do a certain function that nothing should do, that you stick up your vagina or your butt. We have many people. There's at least one to two every day.
Would you say it's fairly common?
Not so much common, but it's not rare.
Ah. You should expect it, pretty much.
Pretty much. For the Burning Fox's question, no, I do not have a slinky. I'm too poor for a slinky.
You're never too poor for a slinky.
I'm not going to go into the explanation of me being poor.
I will give you a slinky.
Now, trust me, though, I'm like broke as fuck.
You have a job, and yet you still can't afford a Slinky. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I only
they're like what $3
hours every 2 weeks, and all that pay, which is minimum wage, goes towards my bills.
A Slinky should be on your bills. Yes.
If he gets a Slinky, if
we
he
should
gets
send
a Slinky, who's
a Slinky for everything.
If I get a Slinky, I'm just gonna unbend it and just have like a giant line of wire.
You're gonna get 1,202 Slinkies.
You make me sad.
What? Did I stretch out a slinky just for shits and giggles?
Yes, why would you do that? That's terrible.
You have my axe and my slinky.
He can rebuild it into something else.
Exactly.
He has the technology.
I can rebuild it.
This is what would happen if he got a slinky.
Oh no.
Oh, I'm scared.
If I want a slinky, I'll just find an old person. I'll just shove him down the stairs.
Awful.
That's like a representation of my life right there.
Here we go, down the slope.
Zip zop zoom in the back. I used to have a friend. He used to sell bicycles. Goo goo ga choo.
Ghost Dad.
Any other questions? Or are we talking about creepy people at the dong shop and the ever-so-present Slinky?
Oh, if you could be any kind of a type of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oh, my God!
I don't want to be a tree. Trees are too hipster.
If you were any kind of plant, what kind of plant would you be?
One that's awesome.
So, a Venus flytrap.
So, sure. A weeping fig. Okay.
Do the cop-out answer. Just say that.
So, a dandelion. All right.
Yes, I'm going to be a fucking dandelion. I'm gonna pop up in your yard and not leave. Anything.
I have a question, actually. What got you into the whole furry thing?
Well, one day I was horny. No. Essentially what happened was, I was a young kid, and I was interested in Dungeons & Dragons growing up. So when I finally learned that you could look up pictures on the internet, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna get some dragons put up in my room because I'm original and cool.
I see. I can feel where this is going.
No. This is totally PG. And so I went looking around and I saw one picture and it was standing up on two legs and it had hands. What the fuck is this? So apparently it was an artist who wasn't on FA at the time. It was someone who had their own site. And it was just filled with furry artwork, both dirty and not dirty. And I really liked it. I explored a bit on it, and that's where I am now.
And now you work at a dong shop.
Yep, I work in a dong shop selling dildos to furries and non-furries.
Everything worked out for the best.
Hooray!
Why dog?
Because such sarcasm. So wild.
Okay, I have a question. Where's your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I don't have one because
yeah, where is it? Why don't you have one?
His face is too perfect for it.
Such face.
Okay, Potato has one. What got you to come to SCG?
My friend Kami. I believe Rowdy knows Kami. Yep. He's a friend of mine who was big into TF2. I say was, like he isn't anymore, but he's been really busy with work lately. But I essentially joined him in the SCG servers, and I found out that, oh, hey, it's invite-only. Kami, invite me to the group. And he did, and I never left. And then I started getting not shy and talking with people and not being a faggot.
And now he's my big bro.
Yeah. I've become an admin. I've been doing a lot of shit for servers. I've been talking with people, hanging out in the chat, and I've really enjoyed what I've... Oh, I was about to say what I've become, but I don't think I've become...
What have I done?
Look at what you've turned me into!
Look at my life.
What is my life?
Damn it,
that was Aaron.
Aaron!
Aaron! Come back!
I'm still pissed off. What the games.
Okay, well, here's one.
Want to go get okay, some
soup? So you're a fan of Game Grumps.
Yes.
What got you into Game Grumps?
I essentially watched JonTron first, and I fell in love with JonTron. JonTron is amazing. If anyone sees, like, my Skype icon or the icon I made for myself back when my tablet was working, I did JonTron's grump face as my icon. But I fell in love with JonTron. He's funny, he's cool, whatever. But he was doing stuff with Egoraptor, and I was a fan of Egoraptor's flash work. I don't want to say a connoisseur. I'm a... What's a fancy word? A purveyor of flash artwork. I like flashes. I like seeing what people can do.
Oh, you like flashes, huh?
I've got a flash for you.
Oh, seriously, though. I enjoy like watching flash submissions and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there.
I found out that Egoraptor was doing it, and I was like, oh, I like Egoraptor. I like JonTron. Let's see where this goes. And I fell in love with it. I'm deeply sad to see that John left, but John's got his own stuff going for him.
Do you know the reason why he left? Like, did you see what he said?
Supposedly, he left because I think it was he was moving in with his girlfriend in another area, and he also wanted to focus on actually doing JonTron episodes.
That, and he also said that, you know, he was just done with the... Like, that time of his life was done. He was tired of doing Game Grump stuff and wanted to go on to...
He is still the best Grump.
Yeah. So what do you think of Danny?
Danny's actually not bad. I prefer him over Aaron. Aaron is starting to slowly eat away at my sanity.
Well, yeah, because Aaron's just... Yeah.
Aaron's annoying. I
was pretty hesitant on Danny at first, because like, oh, it's a new guy.
Yeah, so was I, but then I found out he was part of Ninja Sex Party, and I watched a couple
of
those.
I still know what that is, but...
Ninja Sex Party is his little musical side.
Oh, I might have to check that out.
Him and Ninja Brian!
But I just gave it a chance one day. I'm like, you know what? This Danny guy's pretty cool. I think
Danny's not bad at all. He's got some pretty good humor.
I think the first Legend of Zelda one that they did. I think that's one of our first.
Yeah, they did the first one.
Yeah, that's when I first watched him. I'm like, yeah, this guy's pretty cool. I'm down with Danny.
You can dig it.
I can dig Danny. I actually think I like Danny more than I liked JonTron.
Yeah, Danny's behind JonTron for me. But they're both above Aaron.
I like
Aaron
his humor more. It's not as loud. Because we've got Aaron to do the loud.
Aaron's got the chins. We'll go with
that. Because like whenever it was... Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge fan of JonTron as well. But it just didn't seem like that fit JonTron.
Enjoyed his humor in bits at times.
Oh,
although
yeah.
I still agree with everyone that ever watches the old Game Grumps. They need to read tutorials. For the love of God, if you play a game, read the tutorial and learn how to play. Instead of going in there not figuring what the fuck to do and just going, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, that got pretty annoying after a while. It's like, oh, come on, guys, just...
It was still fucking funny, but...
It still had its moments, yeah, but towards the end, you could tell that even JonTron was like, yeah.
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 It wasn't, yeah, it was, yeah.
It's time to... Time to move on. Yeah. I think he got out at a good time.
Even then.
But, yeah, I like Danny because he's more laid back.
Hey, look, I came back. Oh, I didn't hear you left.
He said he was going to be gone for a second.
Oh, I didn't hear. I zoned out for a minute, so that was probably...
I see how it is.
Yeah, I just think... I think Danny fits more with the flow. Stuff.
Although now it feels like they're trying too hard with the Ninja Sex Party thing. They brought Aaron in for something called Star Bomb. Where Aaron is apparently rapping.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think of Ross?
Think of what?
Ross. For Steam Train.
God damn it, Ross. There you go.
I think... I enjoy him. I think
Ross
him and Danny work together pretty
Barry
well.
Barry is still number one.
All right, so is there any more questions?
I don't think so.
I actually do have a question.
Oh,
what
right.
did
Shit.
You... No, I'm... It's not a bad
what
question.
What do I do with a drunken
what
sailor?
No. What do you like to do for fun outside of, like, SCG?
Like, what are your hobbies? What sort of stuff do you like to do?
Other than collecting bottles, like I've described about, I do enjoy cooking. I like to do desserts here and there when I can, but I need a proper kitchen than what I've got right here. I read a lot. I try and write, although I'm batshit terrible. I used to be really good way back before I first moved out, because then life hit and you got to become not full of free time. Then I just shoot the shit with people. I typically like giving advice to anyone that asks if I can. That's one reason why I like working at my store, but I don't like working at my store. Because I'm giving advice, but I'm giving advice to stupid people that'll do it anyways.
I honestly don't think anyone that works in a dong shop would actually enjoy their work.
Oh, no. I actually like working there. It's the people I work with and the actual management. They're terrible.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a job that you would wake up every day and say, yeah, I'm so excited to go to work today.
Well, it's like, I like what I do. I work in a shop that sells dongs. It's pretty straightforward. You learn your product and you sell it. Sex is an easy thing for me to talk about. But it's just...
Well, it kind of has to be whenever you work with that job.
A pain in... What?
It kind of has to be whenever you have that job.
Well, no, it's like, it's easy for me to talk about sex because sex is simple. Sex is a common everyday thing. If you can't talk about sex, then you're a little fucked in the head. But, like, when it comes down to the people that you have to work with, or the rules you have to follow, and then you start getting people that do the whole, you can't do this, but I can because I'm different than you, then shit hits the fan. So I'm ready to get out of there. I've already offered to Rowdy, I'll totally work for him if I can. I will dedicate my life 24/7.
You can be SCG's official dong seller.
There we go. The dongsman.
Speaking of dongs,
there
used to be an old item in the workshop for TF2 called the Destroyer.
Oh no.
It was for the Pyro, and it just strapped a dildo to his mask.
Why?
Sadly, it was taken down by Valve. Like,
of course it was.
I would like that
too.
To
That's
be in the
pretty
game.
Bad. Oh, of course you would. I'm slap someone silly with my face mask. Pretty much.
That sound effect made it all better.
With a wah.
Yes.
I'm just trying to imagine a dildo being stuck in my mouth, so I just have like my wrist there. Kind of doesn't really work.
Oh. Anything else we need to talk about?
That's a good question. We basically exhausted the topics for this week, but.
Yeah, we talked about everything that I had on the list.
I just found this image. What we were just talking about.
Ah!
Are you talking about the Destroyer?
Yep.
That's the best image. Now put this linky back up. Oh.
That's gold.
I want to get one of the frames of that gift there and just make that this week's episode picture.
Christ. I thought it was two. It was two cast.
Oh, yeah, that's a title.
Oh, Shinsuke, that's terrible. Pimply nose. Yeah.
Welcome to Slinkcast.
Serious thing.
So yeah, I guess that's about it for this week.
Anything else?
Rowdy, you got anything else to talk about?
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Morpho?
Well, I took my final for my advanced EMT course yesterday, and I found out today that
this reminds me now.
Yes?
What did you learn today, Morpho?
Yes. What did I learn? Well, I learned that...
You just took your exam course.
No,
what the hell you learned?
No, I'm not... Well, because I didn't just recently learn this stuff. I've been learning it steadily. They put me on the spot here. What did I learn?
I learned something.
I learned about you.
Yeah.
Wow, what a cop-out there. Answer.
Hey, I took the cop-out answer on the plant thing. So.
You did.
Well, let's see. I want to say I learned that Fur Affinity is a huge piece of shit, but everyone already knows that. I think Weasel is still... I learned that Weasel is still desperate for people to use it. Because if their PR team or whatever is just looking for people on Twitter mentioning it, just let's use our website, then... I don't know.
Hey, at least they're using
social media. That's what I learned. Weasel is still desperate. That's what I learned.
We should all just go back to DeviantArt.
Ew.
I never was on DeviantArt.
I wasn't either, but... Okay, well, anyway, back to my point. I took my advanced EMT final yesterday, and I passed it with an A. So I passed the whole course.
Yeah.
So you're an advanced EMT now?
Not yet. I passed the course with an A. I still have to have my skills assessed by... I have to have my individual... You know, I have to be able to prove that I can do all the hands-on skills.
So technically the test meant nothing.
No, it meant that I did get through the course. I have learned all the book material perfectly sufficiently. So
but if you can't apply it, then...
Hold on. I'd learned all the material efficiently, and I learned it... You know, I learned it thoroughly. That looks good on resume. That proves that I know my material. I passed the course. That's the main important part. You can't get into the practical exam if you don't pass the course. Because you have to have that book knowledge behind you. I passed the course. I got that book knowledge. So now I have to have someone actually assess my hands-on skills, and a representative from the state will... basically be there to verify that, yes, I can perform the skills required of me as an advanced EMT. And then after that, I take a computerized test at a testing center to basically verify that, yes, I do know my book material on an official level and that I can operate within different scenarios, at least theoretically. And I can get my National Registry certification then. So I'm hoping to have that all completed by... the end of the year, and my
so basically you never stop testing.
Well, no, actually, the whole profession is basically you're constantly being tested and you're constantly learning. Because I'd say a good 20% of emergency medicine is knowing your book education, and the other 80% is actually going out in the field and doing it and getting experience. It's something you're constantly practicing, you're constantly doing better and better at, you're constantly learning. You've always got something you can apply that you learned, and you know, maybe you had a call today that something happened that you were not 100% prepared for, you're still able to handle it, but it'll prepare you if you encounter that call in the field in the future. Emergency medicine is extremely varied. You're never going to have the two exact same calls twice. There's always going to be some different variable there that's going to make you have to think for a little bit. Some of it but some of it will force you to think on your feet.
What if two people called in the same thing at the same time?
Well, then someone else would take
first. What if there was a shooting at a movie theater?
Then they would declare MCI, and I would probably be in there helping treat people. Actually, that was one thing I learned after the podcast. It was how to triage people effectively. There's my answer. I learned how to triage people. It's actually really interesting because the way they have it set up is actually very simple. So, would you like me to expand upon that? Because I will.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, basically, in a mass casualty situation, like maybe a movie theater shooting, you would have someone go in there, and basically the first step is to remove everybody from the theater that is able to walk on their own, because that shows they're pretty much stable. You know, they're pretty much okay. They're not going to die within the next 5 minutes. They can walk themselves out of whatever situation it is. They get a green tag, basically. It means they're... what is the exact term they used? I think it basically just means they can be assessed later. Then you actually start going through and assessing the leftover people. If someone's not breathing for whatever reason, you try to open their airway And if they still don't breathe, they get a black tag, which means they're dead. You could theoretically try to bring them back, but in a situation like that, you're not going to have the time to do that for everybody. The goal is to do the most good for the highest amount of people, which really sucks because your instinct is to help that person out, but if you spend all your time doing CPR on one person, you could have 5, 6, 10 other people die in that time. That could have been treated. So they get a black tag. If they start breathing on their own, they get a red tag, which means they need immediate help. If they're breathing, but they're bleeding very heavily, or they're not getting good circulation through their body, which is very easy to assess quickly, then they get a red tag too. If neither of those are the case, but they're breathing very rapidly, perhaps more than 30 times a minute, they also get a red tag, because that indicates something is wrong. And then if you come across someone who has neither of those issues, but they are unable to answer simple questions or perform simple commands, such as, you know, show me 3 fingers, they get a red tag, because that could indicate brain damage. If they don't match any of those, but they weren't able to walk themselves out, then they get a yellow tag, which means, you know, they're stable for now. They don't need to be treated as immediately as the others. And you can go through, and it takes maybe 30 seconds to assess each person for each of those traits and to tag them. So it's a very efficient and very, I think it's a very cool method of triage. I think it's really very neat.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it kind of sucks if you're in a situation like that and you have to, there are people you just can't help because of time. Yeah. It sucks. But, like I said, you're doing the most good for the most amount of people.
Yeah. All right, well, I think this was a pretty good episode. good amount of topics, good discussions about said topics.
Yep.
And I think it's time that we wrap this up. So I would like to thank you all for coming out tonight and listening.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you all that are listening after the fact. And yeah, I guess until next week, who knows what we'll talk about. We'll talk about it then. So if you all like to say goodbye.
Bye, guys. I'm Morpho, by the way, because we didn't introduce ourselves, did we?
We did. I thought we did.
Did we? I don't think we did.
People know who we are by now.
They better. I'd be sad. Well, what if they're new? They might not know.
If they're new, why are they starting at this episode?
Why not?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Everyone else say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.